Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Through the Static. I'm your host, Jordan Callist, here on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. And this is actually the last episode of Through the Static that I'm going to do live until the new year, as I'm not going to be in Waterloo for the last little bit of December here. I guess savor listening to this last live episode for 2023. I will be back in the new year, though. Don't worry about it. In between that time, I'll be playing some replays and stuff like that. So don't worry, there'll still be plenty of Through the Static to go around. Let's have a good last episode here. So I've got a fair bit of stuff on deck. This is going to be, I know the last few episodes have been a little more laid back, and this one's going to kind of continue that. We're, going to have a bit of a variety as always, but yeah, I've got some stuff on deck here that might tug at your heartstrings a little bit, so maybe have a box of Kleenexes nearby if you need, or maybe it'll just be nice background music for whatever you're doing. However you're listening, I'm glad you're listening, and yeah, this is Through the Static. Starting this episode off, I've got a track from Big Thief. I know I've played Big Thief a few times on this show, but I really like this album, and it's kind of coming up on 2 years old at this point. It came out in February 2022. Oh my god, I can't believe it's almost 2024 already. It's crazy. Came out in February 2022. This is their last full-length release, or their most recent full-length release, I should say, called Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. It's a bit of a mouthful, but I'm going to be playing the opening track off of that album. And it's an album that I really like because, I think, Big Thief is pretty solidly, an indie band and a little, like, an indie folk band. But I think they do a really good job of kind of going between a lot of different genres a lot of the time and a lot of different styles, and they definitely do that on this album. They, there's some more, like, kind of country songs, there's a lot more, some more upbeat songs, and then there's a lot of those, like, chill, laid-back, very guitar-heavy songs that Big Thief's kind of known for, and this first track I'm going to play is one of those songs. It's an acoustic track, and it's really good, and it's a song that means a lot to me. So, yeah, wherever you are, thank you for listening to Through the Static, and starting off the show today, we have Change by Big Thief.
Change like the wind, like the water, like skin. Change like the sky, like the leaves, like a butterfly. Would you live forever, never die, while everything around passes? Would you smile forever, never cry, while everything you know passes? Death like a door to a place we've never been before. Death like space, the deep sea, a suitcase. Would you stare forever at the sun? never watch the moon rising. Would you walk forever in the light to never learn the secret of the quiet night? Like a stone, like a hill, like home. Still, what I find is you are always on my mind. Could I feel happy for you? Talk with her like we used to. Could I set everything free when I watch you holding her the way you once held me? Change like the sky, like the leaves, like a butterfly. Death like a door to a place we've never been before. Would you live forever, never die, while everything around passes? Would you smile forever, never cry?
That was Big Thief with Change, and that's a really beautiful track to me. It, you know, really contemplates, you know, life and how it's just constantly full of change and there's not really anything you can do about it, and sometimes it's for the better and sometimes it's for the worse, or at least it seems for the worst at the time. And I think that's something, you know, everyone can relate to. Not everyone likes change. Not everyone likes change all the time, but it happens nonetheless, and it's just a part of life. And I think that song really just kind of captures that sentiment really well. Moving on from that, we're going to kind of keep going a little bit in the same vein. I promise I'll play a bit more upbeat stuff later on, so you all don't fall asleep during my show. But I figured I should play a track from the Birthday Girl today, who, you know, if you follow music or pop culture at all, you might know that it's Taylor Swift's birthday today. And, you know, I'm not a huge Swiftie or anything, but I like her music, and, you know, she's just kind of at this point a, you know, pop culture cornerstone. And, you know, I think most of us, at least people that are my age, you know, grew up with her music and have just been exposed to her music over the last 20 years or so. And yeah, it's her birthday today, so I thought I'd take this opportunity to play a track off of an album of hers that I really like that came out a couple years ago, called Folklore. You know, based on my other music taste, probably no surprises there that I like that album. But that album really does hold a pretty special place in my heart, because it came out, I think, in July of 2020, and, you know, obviously that was a pretty tumultuous time for probably everyone. That was pretty peak pandemic and really early, relatively early in the pandemic as well. So a lot of us still didn't know what was going on, and a lot of our lives were drastically different. And I know I can definitely say that mine was. And again, some of it was for the better, some of it was for the worst. And I was kind of going through a lot of, you know, interpersonal and, you know, just difficult stuff at the time. I was having a bit of a tough time, and then this album came out, and, you know, I don't usually follow Taylor Swift all that closely, but, you know, I saw a lot of people getting excited about it, so I kind of thought, yeah, sure, I'll give it a shot, and I was pretty blown away by it. I really enjoyed it. So, that being said, little spiel aside, I'm going to play you a track off of that album, and it's called Illicit Affairs, and I don't know why this is one of the tracks that's a little more near and dear to my heart, because really I don't relate to it at all, but, or at least not directly, but, you know, just that feeling of, I guess, loving someone who you can't or doesn't really work well for you, or it's not good for you to love, and you kind of just do it anyways because you don't know what else to do. And, you know, maybe you can relate to that, maybe you can't, but either way, it's a gorgeous song, so here it is. This is Taylor Swift with Illicit Affairs.
Sees you leave, hood over your head, keep your eyes down, tell your friends you're out for a run, you'll be flushed when you return, take the road less traveled by, tell yourself you can always stop, what started in beautiful rooms, ends with meetings in parking lots. That's the thing about illicit affairs and clandestine meetings and longing stares. It's born from just one single glance, but it dies and it dies and it dies a million little times. Leave the perfume on the shelf that you picked out just for him, so you leave no trace behind, like you don't even exist. Take the words for what they are, a dwindling mercurial high, a drug that only worked the first few hundred times. And that's the thing about illicit affairs and clandestine meetings and stolen stares. They show their truth one single time, but they lie and they lie and they lie a million little times. And you wanna scream, don't call me kid, don't call me baby. Look at this godforsaken nest that you made me. You showed me colors, you know I can't see with anyone else. Don't call me kid, don't call me baby. Look at this idiotic fool that you made me. You taught me a secret language I can't speak with anyone else. And you know damn well, for you I would ruin myself a million little times.
And that was Taylor Swift with Illicit Affairs. Again, a pretty emotionally heavy song, and I've got one more here, at least for right now, that's, you know, going to be a bit emotionally heavy, and then I'll kind of take the mood up a little bit, like I said, so, you know, don't all fall asleep or cry the whole show, if that's the mood you're in, I don't know, but, yeah, this next album I've got here, I've got it, on vinyl on deck here, and it actually came out, I believe, also in July of 2020, so I thought they would kind of line up pretty well to put them back to back, and this one is also, a pretty album, or album that's pretty near and dear to my heart. You know, I didn't listen to it a ton when it first came out. I don't know, it didn't really click for me when it first came out, and then a little bit later I kind of got into it and I was like, oh yeah, this is really good. And again, you know, I think it kind of reflected what I was going through a little bit at the time, and, you know, what I've kind of gone through since then, and it's an album I, you know, keep coming back to time and again. And yeah, it's just it's a beautifully written and beautifully produced album, that really, you know, kind of says a lot about, like, you know, relationships to yourself and to others, and a lot of it's about romantic relationships, but the track I'm going to play you right now is actually about friendship and friends. I think, anyways, given the backstory, that's what I get from it. So this is off of the 2020 album Punisher by Phoebe Bridgers, and this track is called Graceland 2, and again, this is a song that's pretty near and dear to my heart, because Phoebe Bridgers wrote this song about her bandmate Julian Baker, who's also a really great artist, both with solo stuff, and they're in the band Boy Genius together. But, you know, Julian Baker at the time was, you know, struggling with addiction. So I know Phoebe Bridgers and Lucy Dacus, who's also in Boy Genius, both kind of wrote songs about Julian Baker and how they felt about the situation and just wanting to support her. And yeah, so this is that song for Phoebe Bridgers about Julian Baker and just wanting to support her friend and be there for someone who's going through a tough time, who she really cares about. And, you know, if you're maybe in that position or have been in that position before, then maybe this song will, you know, also be important to you. But with that being said, here's Graceland 2 by Phoebe Bridgers.
She picks a direct
All right, you just heard "Tonight, Tonight" by the Smashing Pumpkins. Kind of picking up the tempo and the vibe a little bit more there. I realized I was kind of playing a lot of very, very slow and very quiet and very sad stuff. So, you know, not that song isn't emotional. That song's amazing. That's probably, you know, one of my, like, not my favorite song of all time, because I feel like I'll never be able to choose, like, just one song, but, like, you know, if I was to make, like, a top 20 list or something, I think it would be on there. That song's just so great, you know, like, with the strings and with, you know, the kind of altering between the quiet and the upbeat parts, and, yeah, it's just, it's a very perfect song, in my opinion, and it's a great song. Yeah, so I'm needing to switch up the order of the show here a little bit that I had for you. I'm going to go back to the turntable here because the computer in the studio is glitching a little bit right now. So I'm going to try and get that working for you so I can play the rest of the show. But we're going to flash forward a couple songs here now. You know, I was kind of saving this song for a bit later so you wouldn't get hit with all the heavy emotional burden right in a row. And, you know, I guess I had that last song to kind of ease up a little bit. But this next album I've got on deck here is the 2020. This album actually also came out in February 2022. I'm realizing I have a bit of a theme going here. The only one that's a bit of an outlier was that last song. That song's obviously from the 90s. But this album also came out in February of 2022, I think a week before that Big Thief one did. And this is Ants From Up There by Black Country New Road, which, you know, if you're a fan of that album, you already kind of know where this is going. It's a very great album, but it's a very emotional album. It's an experience, I'll say that. It's a very intense album to listen to. It's very emotional. It's very raw. And I'm going to play you a track off that album that I think is one of the best tracks off that album, and probably one of the best tracks that the band has made. Quick tidbit about this album. I know I played it a track off this album once before on the show, but, you know, again, if you follow this band or, you know, kind of more the indie music scene or that side of the indie music scene at all, then you probably know this already, but prior to this album being released, the lead singer and songwriter and guitarist for Black Country New Road was Isaac Wood, who did most of the songwriting on the band's first two albums, including this one. And I think about a week or two before this album was released, he announced that he was leaving the band, which, you know, made the release of this album and, you know, just the sheer power and incredibleness of it kind of all the more bittersweet, because we knew that we would never get anything like that from him again. And the band is still making music and they're still touring today. I saw them back in September. They were really good, but, you know, it is a bit of a different band because, you know, Isaac Wood was kind of really the main creative force behind the band, I dare say. Up until that point. So, anyways, with that being said, you're gonna hear now one of my personal favorite tracks off the album. It's my favorite track without taking up most of the show. This is Black Country New Road with The Place Where He Inserted the Blade.
Oh. scared of a world where you're needed, so you never made nice with the locals. But you tied me up slow with your vine stuff. It takes a few years, but they break bones. It takes a few months, but our bones heal. We're stronger, we tell all our school friends, and we sign our cast in the playground. Darling, the rest of my body, it's yours then. I know you're scared. Every time I try to make lunch for anyone else in my head, I end up dreaming of you, and you come to me. Good morning. Show me the place where he inserted the blade. I'll praise the Lord, burn my house.
Never.
And that was Black Country New Road with The Place Where He Inserted the Blade. And, you know, that's what you get when you have seven people and a lot of talent and creativity and a lot of instruments. You get a beautifully orchestrated and performed song like that that just kind of spills its heart out to anyone that listens. And it's an amazing track. I'm gonna pick it up a little bit here now. You know, kind of take us out of that slump for a little bit. I've got one more on deck that's, you know, gonna kind of stab you in the heart a little bit, or at least stab me in the heart. Maybe you're listening to this and you're totally chill and you're just enjoying the vibes, or maybe you're just, you know, wishing I'd stop being sad already. however you're listening, hopefully you're having a good time, and I'm realizing we're moving into the last 20 minutes of the show here, last show of 2023. So I'm gonna play you a song off an album that, you know, this is another album that I really like a lot, but for different reasons. This one is not as much of a emotional gut punch, at least not all the time. There's a couple songs that, you know, kind of hit a bit hard, but I'm not gonna play you one of those because I think I need to give you all a break from my own little pity party here. So this is a track off the album Oh My Heart by Mother Mother. This is, you know, if you're on TikTok at all, or on a certain side of TikTok or the internet, you've definitely heard a lot of tracks off this album. I think this kind of blew up on the internet a few years ago, and that's kind of how I was introduced to it, through that and the radio, because Mother Mother's a Canadian band, so, you know, you hear them a lot on the radio, and maybe you've heard of them before. I know they've played in Waterloo a few times back in the day. But yeah, they're a pretty great band, and this is a great album. I really like most of the tracks off this album. But I'm going to play you the second track off this album called Burning Pile. So enjoy.
Troubles at the world again. All my troubles on a burning pile. All lit up and I start to smile. If I
And that was Mother Mother with Burning Pile. And now to completely take a 180, and then after this next song I will do another complete 180. But I figured I should play one, like, actually happy song. Or at least happy, funny, you know, however you think of it. Because this may be my last show of 2023, but it is also the last show I have before Christmas. And, you know, I know not everyone celebrates Christmas, but I thought I would play, you know, one Christmas holiday song. And I decided to pick probably one of the most ridiculous ones I could, because I have a bit of a special, or maybe not special, place in my heart. That's maybe too strong a word, but I have a soft spot for this song, because, you know, it's one of those ones I don't hear on the radio as much. I maybe hear it once or twice a year max, and it's just a really fun song. So, you know, without further ado, I'm going to play you a Christmas song from Bare Naked Ladies called Elf's Lament, and it is about elves going on strike. So enjoy.
Say, 'tis the season to be jolly, but it's folly when you volley for position. Never in existence has there been such a resistance to ideas meant to free us. If you could see us, then you'd listen. Toiling through the ages, making toys on garnished wages, there's no union, we're only through when we outdo the competition. I made toys, but I've got aspirations. Make some noise, use your imagination. Girls and boys, before you wish for what you wish for, there's a list for who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf. A full indentured servitude can reflect on one's attitude, but that silly red hat just makes the fat man look outrageous. Absurd though it may seem, you know I've heard there's even been illegal doping, and though we're coping, I just hope it's not contagious. You try to start a movement and you think you see improvement, but when thrown into the moment, we just don't seem so courageous. I make toys, but I've got aspirations. Some noise, use your imagination. Girls and boys, before you wish for what you wish for, there's a list for who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf. You look at yourself, you're an elf, and the shelf is just filled with disappointing memories. Trends come and go, and your friends wanna know why you are just happy making crappy little gizmos. Every kid knows they'll just throw this stuff away. We used to repetition, so we drew up a petition. We the undersigned feel undermined. Let's redefine employment. We know that we've got leverage, so we'll hand the fat man a beverage. He'll sit back while we attack the utter lack of our enjoyment. It may be tough to swallow, but our threats are far from hollow. He may thunder, but if he blunders, he may wonder where the toys went. I make toys, but I've got aspirations. Make some noise, use your imagination. Girls and boys, before you wish for what you wish for, there's a list for who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price. Naughty or nice, but consider the price. Naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf.
That was Bare Naked Ladies with Elf's Lament. And I'm going to kind of go right into this next track here just so I have time for the full thing because I don't want to need to cut it off. But just a quick bit of background on this song and kind of, you know, why it really strikes a chord with me. Again, we're doing kind of another full 180 back to the vibe of the first half of the show, or I guess most of the show, honestly. So this is a track from Hozier off of his most recent album, Unreal Unearth, that came out back in August, I think, of this year. And it's a really great album, and I've played another track off of that album that I also really love, called Francesca. I think that was back in the summer I played that song, and it's a great song. But I'm going to play you another track off that album, and when I played that song, I mentioned that the concept behind this album was that a lot of the songs kind of represent, you know, kind of Dante's Inferno, like the nine, I think, circles of hell. I don't remember off the top of my head now, but yeah, I think there's nine. They're meant to represent the different circles of hell, and this track I'm about to play for you here comes towards the end of the album, so you know that's when you're kind of getting down there, and it is meant to represent treachery, and I genuinely think that this is probably one of the most raw tracks that Hozier has ever written, or at least that I've heard, and that's, I feel like that's saying something, and maybe you wouldn't agree with me, but this song is about, you know, like I said, it's kind of about treachery, and that's the theme of it. It's really about loving someone, and thinking that they're amazing and that they're an angel. That's the term that he uses in the song. And even though they don't work for you, and even though they treat you bad, and even though they, you know, maybe rip your heart out of your chest, you still really care for them, and you know, maybe there's a bit of frustration behind that, maybe there's a bit of, you know, sadness that love can't really go anywhere. But yeah, I think this, the bridge of this song especially, that really reflects that, is probably the most raw he's ever sounded, and it's a great piece of music. So yeah, that's going to be the last track we're going to play today. So this is Hozier with Unknown Nth.
They washed out in the mind of me. Your smile now I can see, its pieces still stuck in your teeth. And what's left of it, I listen to it tick. Every tedious beat going unknown is that he ain't telling me. Do you know I could rock beneath the weight of the goodness love I still carry for you? That I'd walk so far just to take the injury of finally knowing you. It ain't the being alone, sha-la-la. It ain't the empty home, baby, sha-la-la. You know I'm good at my own, sha-la-la.
Unknown by Hozier. And yeah, I just wanted to give a final message and just again thank everyone for listening. And yeah, thanks for listening to my little somewhat self-indulgent pity party today. Yeah, you know, we just have those days sometimes, and you know, every track I've played today I absolutely love. So you know, hopefully you enjoyed it. And hopefully you'll stick around for the new year. Like I said, I'll play some replays and stuff in the next few weeks. But yeah, I'm not gonna be live again until the new year. So I'll see you all then. And thank you for listening to my little show Through the Static. Once again, I'm your host Jordan, and this is 102.7.